Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Trump White House has reportedly drafted an executive order that would defend and protect religious liberty and the freedom of religious expression in a sweeping manner. This is very encouraging news. Now we just need to encourage President Trump to sign this executive order so that religious liberty may once again be protected as it was intended in the First Amendment. I'm Matt Barber, founder of barbwire.com, and joining me today is Roger Ganim, the Vice President of Legal Affairs for Liberty Counsel. And Roger, draft of a proposed executive order has been making its rounds in conservative and Christian organizations as well as within liberal organizations. This would provide sweeping religious liberty protections. Really, it's redundant because the First Amendment already provides these protections, but these protections have been so undermined in recent years that so-called, just for instance, gay rights, newfangled gay rights, have trumped in many city ordinances around the country and even at the national level with certain judicial activists, have trumped our First Amendment guaranteed religious liberties. Now the White House and President Trump are poised, and we need to be praying that they follow through with this, but they're poised to do something about this. What do you know about it?
Yeah, Matt, this is really encouraging news that there is such a movement within the White House to release an executive order that would restore some religious liberties that were eroded under the Obama administration. Many people may not realize it wasn't as famous as the Dear Colleague letter directed to schools, but the Obama administration has enacted executive orders that really prohibit government contracts and other government benefits from going to organizations that won't sign on to the LGBT agenda. And now we have an executive order that's rumored to be circulating that would come out and restore those protections, reading with language like, you know, persons and organizations do not forfeit their religious freedom when providing social services, education, or health care, earning a living, seeking a job, or employing others, receiving government grants or contracts, or otherwise participating in the marketplace, the public square, or interfacing with federal, state, or local governments. In other words, like you said, the Constitution already provides these things, but they've been eroded by bad court decisions and really executive overreach. So it would be a great development if the Trump administration would follow through with this. And like you said, we need to pray for this to happen, because one thing we can be sure about is that President Trump is receiving input from lots of quarters. Not all of them would be agreeable to our position on this.
Well, that's right. And even some of his close advisors within the Trump administration are opposed to this. So this really is a highly polarizing issue. Well, 85% of evangelicals, one of the highest percentages we've had of evangelicals who make up tens of millions of Americans, voted for this president. So in large part, it was evangelical Christians who embrace religious liberty who helped get this president elected. He has, during the campaign, President Trump talked a great deal about religious liberty, about having the Johnson Amendment repealed, about removing the muzzle from pastors and others from the pulpit, and speaking about these transcendent moral issues that the left has politicized. Well, this religious liberty executive order is rumored to include protections for even for, quote, any organization, including closely held for-profit corporations operated for a religious purpose, even if the purpose is not exclusively religious. So you think of the Christian baker, the Christian florist. You think of people like even Kim Davis in working in the public realm. This executive order would restore protections and religious freedoms that were guaranteed so that people would not be compelled to violate their conscience. And wouldn't it protect, I hope, Roger, protect against people like the Kleins and like Baronel Stutzman and others who are literally being financially ruined simply for standing on their convictions and on their conscience?
This executive order would be a step in the right direction to restoring, you know, full religious liberty protections that we all took for granted for years. This, because it's coming from the president, would deal specifically with federal and state and local programs where there's government interaction with these organizations. So, for example, when you have the Little Sisters of the Poor being asked by the Obama administration to endorse contraceptive coverage in, you know, through Obamacare, when that would violate their religious beliefs, where you have companies like Hobby Lobby that had to go to court and win a famous Supreme Court decision protecting the rights of its owners who are religiously motivated to be able to decide not to include abortion-inducing contraception in their employee health plans. Situations like that would be greatly aided by the kind of direct and clear guidance that an executive order like this will provide. And perhaps it can sort of be a signal to the courts deciding the cases against bakers like the Kleins, florists like Baronelle Stutzman, a signal to the courts that we expect them to uphold religious liberties and not to continue the sort of deconstruction of religious liberties that is the trajectory that emerged during the 8 years of the Obama administration.
So this is encouraging, but it's not enough. Doesn't the legislature need to act at the federal level? I know in 2015, there was a push for what's called the First Amendment Defense Act that would protect people who object to the oxymoronic notion of same-sex marriage, people like the baker. See, this is where I'm concerned. You mentioned that this executive order would protect people in the context of working in the federal government and so forth, even more sweeping than that. But, you know, what about the individuals, so many of whom Liberty Counsel has defended in the courts, who are under attack because they own a small business and they're serving their long-term openly homosexual customers, you know, cupcakes and birthday cakes and, you know, bakers and doing these sorts of things. But when they come and say, we want you to affirm our so-called gay marriage by making our wedding cake, they say, I'm sorry, I cannot participate in that event. What can the federal government and what can the legislature, what can Congress do to protect those individuals, Roger?
That's a great question, and I think you've really identified what needs to happen. A law like the First Amendment Defense Act, it's very simple, and it says that no one will be punished by the government for simply acting on their belief that marriage should be between a man and a woman, that there should be no sexual relations outside of that man-woman marriage, and that sex is determined by biology prior to birth, or at least recognized at birth, not by someone's subjective feeling about whether they are a man or a woman. Those basic protections that we used to be able to take for granted could be restored by Congress, can be restored by state legislatures adopting similar language, and we've seen a couple of success stories so far. But the idea here is for legislatures to use the power that rightfully rests with them to set policy and not leave it to the courts and not leave it to executives who really are usurping that legislative power and creating policy when they don't have any legal mandate to do so. It's going to take courageous legislators in Congress and in the states to restore these protections. And again, signal to the culture, signal to the American people that these things are important. You know, the fact of the matter is, without this strident LGBT activism that's going on out there, in a lot of cases, if a gay couple is told by a florist that the florist doesn't want to participate in their same-sex marriage, they'd happily move on to someone else who wants to help them out. That's how it should work in the United States of America. There are going to be people with same-sex attraction. There are going to be gay couples who seek that affirmance of their relationship and want to call it marriage. That's never going to go away. But what doesn't have to be here is this idea that you can sue someone out of existence if they don't want to participate. And that's what laws like this would help and aid, is a new attitude, I would hope, in the United States that it's okay to disagree about these things and no one should be forced to violate their own conscience to participate in someone else's same-sex marriage.
Well, the secular left is adept at calling up down and down up and calling evil good and good evil. And they do just that. They call these proposed religious liberty protections a license to discriminate. But then when we see, you know, the actual discrimination taking place is against the Christian. So these SOGI ordinances, these sexual orientation ordinances that penalize the free expression of the Christian faith are really the license to discriminate. People like Bernoulli Stutzman and the Kleins and being, as you mentioned, Roger, sued out of existence and certainly into financial and reputational ruin. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, to find out how you can join in protecting religious freedom.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.